Well, the 2020 golfing year is beginning to warm up after the first event of the year last week in Hawaii. This week we'll be having a look at three different tournaments, starting first with the Sony Open, and we'll also have a look at the Hong Kong Open and the South African Open, the event on the European Tour, as well as, of course, the Sunshine Tour in South Africa, jointly sanctioned between both the European and the Sunshine Tours, is the South African Open. So we'll start first in Hawaii, in Honolulu, the Sony Open, where Justin Thomas will start as the very, very hot favourite, not only because he was the winner last week, but he did win here in 2017. He's had an amazing run of consistency of late. He's the deserved favourite. He was sixth here in 2015 also, so he has a pretty good record at the Wailea Country Club, and coming off the back of such an amazing run of consistency over the last 6 or 8 months or so, and that win last week, you'd have to think he's going to be a great chance to follow up with another win again. So he's at $5.50, well and truly the favourite, ahead of the likes of Patrick Reed, Webb Simpson, and one or two others. Reed, one of the most, I guess, resilient golfers in the game when you consider what he's been through over the last few weeks. Whether you like him or not, you can't help but admire his tenacity and his resilience. He was 13th here last year with a last round of 65. He was involved in that playoff last week with Justin Thomas and Xander Schauffele, taking Thomas right to the end to try and determine a result. It was Justin Thomas who got home there, but Patrick Reed's in very good form. And again, as I said, he's able to do that under the most amazing pressure, you would think. And you think he's got to be a good chance, given the fact that he comes off the back of a last round of 65 at this venue last year and that playoff last week. He's at $13. Webb Simpson's at $13. He was fourth the last time here when he played here in 2018 was Webb Simpson. On 15 occasions in his last 16 starts here, he's had rounds inside the 60s. So he's got an amazing record also at the Wailea Country Club as Webb Simpson. Not a particularly good President's Cup, but he was playing pretty well towards the end of last year in regular tournaments. He was second at the RSM tournament and he was 10th at the Hero tournament. He's at $13, and given his form at the Wailea Country Club, you'd have to think Webb Simpson's a pretty good chance this week. Another who might be worth considering at slightly longer odds is the defending champion, funnily enough. He's had top 10s in four other of his recent five starts in the event. He was 14th at Mayakoba, he was 14th at the Hero tournament, and he was 14th last week, admittedly, in the restricted field at the Century Tournament of Champions, Matt Kuchar. But I think he's got a very good chance this week, given what has been an amazing record at this particular event. He's around about the $21 mark, Matt Kuchar. And another at around about that mark is Sung Jae-im, who was 16th at his only start in this event last year. He was the Rookie of the Year last year on the PGA Tour. He's just an outstanding young prospect. He's been in very good form at present, very consistent. He beat Gary Woodland in the singles at the President's Cup. He had three wins during that President's Cup campaign, Sung Jae-im, and he really is one of the rising stars of the PGA Tour. And given the fact that he finished 16th in his only start in this event last year and one of his very early events on the PGA Tour, then Sung Jae-im at $21, I think, is very good value. So those are the players we'll be keeping an eye on this week. Justin Thomas at $5.50, Patrick Reed at $13, Sung Jae-im at $21, Webb Simpson at $13, and Matt Kuchar around about the $21 mark also. So that is the Sony Open, which gets underway on Thursday in Honolulu. In South Africa, they're playing the South African Open, which is obviously the flagship event of the Sunshine Tour, and it's now also part of the, as it has been for the last few years, is part of the European Tour. It's been played at Rand Park in Johannesburg, where it was played just over 12 months ago. This event was last played towards the end of 2018, and it was won by Louis Oosthuizen. Winning that event for the first time, I guess, for any South African to win their own national open is an emotional occasion, and it certainly was for Louis Oosthuizen. He won by 6 shots last year, so a bit like when he won the Open Championship. When the confidence is up for Oosthuizen, he can really blitz a field apart, as he did last year. It's the same venue this year, so Louis Oosthuizen, who's been in reasonably good form of late, you'd have to think that he's going to be a very good chance. Charles Schwartzel's at $10. He has an amazing record in this event, without winning, admittedly, but he's been 7 times inside the top 5 at this particular tournament. He was out for most of last year with a wrist injury, and that's the concern for those that might fancy his chances of doing well. The fact that he's had very little tournament play of late, Charles Schwartzel, but he's a class player at his best, as we know, a former Masters champion, and I guess provided he's found a way to get a bit of golf under the belt, he might have some sort of a chance at this week. A couple of other South Africans that I think have got very good chances, Xander Lombard, who was 15th here the last time it was played towards the end of 2018. He's at $21. He had several good finishes late in 2019, Xander Lombard, and I think he's a pretty good odds at $21. And Brandon Stone, who was 7th here last time it was played here and played reasonably well towards the end of 2019. He finished 2nd in Portugal. He was 13th in Mauritius. He did win the Scottish Open in 2018, reflecting the quality of player that Brandon Stone is, and he's at $26. So those players again, Louis Oosthuizen, no real medals for picking him as the likely winner. He's at $5. He is the defending champion, and he's the class player in the field. Charles Schwartzel at $10. Xander Lombard at $21, and Brandon Stone at $26 there at the South African Open in Johannesburg. There is one other tournament on which betting is available, and that is the Hong Kong Open. No longer a European Tour event, or no longer jointly sanctioned with the European Tour. It's now solely an Asian Tour. They've managed to get a couple of pretty impressive players to the event, such as Tony Finau and Shane Lowry. Of course, Shane Lowry, the current Open champion. Tony Finau is at $6.50. He's been very solid of late and is the leading world-ranked player in the field. And you'd have to give him a chance on that basis. Jasjan Wattananand, easy for you to say. The Thai player, who's really now number 40 in the world, he's really made a tremendous rise up the rankings of late. He's at $6.50 also. So he's the joint favourite with Tony Finau. And the reason for that is because he's won his last two starts. He's really a rising star of the game, no doubt about that, is the Thai golfer. He missed the cut the last time he played this event, but he's an amazing talent, and he's a deserved joint favourite along with Tony Finau. A couple of others that are probably worth keeping an eye on. We will mention Shane Lowry, who is, of course, the Open champion. He's not played since Dubai, so he hasn't played for a month and a half or so, in terms of competitive golf, that is. But he's a class player. Obviously, when the Open Championship, you're a class player. He's made the cut in 8 of his 9 starts since the Open win. And I suppose in many ways you could say that's fairly impressive, given the fact that he achieved such a significant milestone at Royal County down in the middle of last year. He hasn't really contended for any titles since that Open Championship win. But if he's able to play anywhere near as best Shane Lowry, then he's got to be some sort of consideration at $7, just behind the joint favourites, Finau and Jane Wattananand. Wade Ormsby is the other player we might consider this week. He's at $17. He's a previous winner of the event. He won it back in 2017, so just over 2 years ago. He was third at the Australian PGA Championship just a couple of weeks ago, so his current form is not too bad, Ormsby, and he's got to be some sort of consideration given the fact that he's a previous winner of the event. So those players again, and I hate to have to say this name again, but Jane Wattananand, the Thai golfer at $6.50, Tony Finau at $6.50, Wade Ormsby at $17, and Shane Lowry at $7 are my players for consideration at this week's Hong Kong Open. So good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.